It's Tuesday, June 22nd, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Open Doors reports that Muslim extremists have beheaded 4 Christians in the Sulawesi district of Indonesia on May 11th. This comes after more beheadings and burnings alive in November of last year. A local Christian contact told Open Doors that, quote, Central Sulawesi locals are still traumatized from the terrorist attack last November and have not recovered yet. They need our prayers now, end quote. Gavin Hubbard, a 43-year-old male weightlifter from New Zealand who pretends to be a woman, is slated to become the first openly transgendered person to compete in the Olympics, which signals the end of women's sports in this venue. The transgender anomaly, who calls himself, quote, Laurel, end quote, has announced his participation in female weightlifting for the upcoming Tokyo Olympics. Fox News and the Associated Press quoted a contender from Belgium named Anna van Bellingen, who described the transgender's inclusion as a, quote, bad joke, end quote. Both Fox News and the AP continue to refer to the transgendered male in question as a female. But God's word is still clear. A woman shall not wear a man's garment, nor shall a man put on a woman's cloak. For whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. By a vote of 157-1, Hungary's parliament passed the law banning the promotion of homosexuality and transgenderism in the nation's schools, reports U.S. News. The law states, quote, in order to ensure the protection of children's rights, pornography and content that depicts sexuality for its own purposes or that promotes deviation from gender identity, gender reassignment, and homosexuality shall not be made available to persons under the age of 18, end quote. In the ongoing legal battle that has become the key battlefield for liberty in the U.S., Jack Phillips, the Christian Colorado baker, lost his case again in a Colorado state court, reports Alliance Defending Freedom. This time he was sued for not baking a cake for a party celebrating transgenderism. In his ruling, Denver District Judge A. Bruce Jones could not see how forcing a private business to advocate a message promoting transgenderism would constitute unconstitutionally compelled speech. Phillips and his advocacy firm, the Alliance Defending Freedom, will appeal the ruling in this saga that has dragged on for 9 years since homosexuals first targeted the Christian baker for persecution. Former Attorney General of the United States William Barr recently received the Alliance Defending Freedom annual Edwin Meese III Award for originalism and religious liberty. In his acceptance speech, Barr called the, quote, state-run education system the greatest threat to religious liberty in America today, end quote, because of what he called, quote, secular progressive orthodoxy, end quote. Barr admonished Americans to, quote, confront the reality that it may no longer be fair, practical, or even constitutional to provide publicly funded education solely through the vehicle of state-operated schools, end quote. The former AG also went after systemic racism represented by public schools in this